The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the Cabela's merger with Bass Pro Shops is one step closer to reality. Cabela's stockholders voted yesterday to approve Bass Pro Shops' $4 billion acquisition. It's been a deal in the works for almost a year now.
Has it really?
Yeah, because it started in October, and then the Federal Trade Commission had to do their investigation. They Federal FTC... approved the deal earlier this month, so the sale will be finalized by the end of the year. That'll be totally... Everybody's kind of waiting to see how Sydney, Nebraska shakes out and all of that.
I think they still get to keep store.
Yeah.
Good.
They'll keep a store in out there, I think, in Lincoln.
An attraction at the Henry Dorley Zoo here reopened to the public following an accident over the weekend. A child suffered some serious injuries Saturday near the shipwreck slide in the Children's Adventure Trails area. But zoo officials say that they've added an extension to the slide, so it's a lot safer now for the kids riding on that. $27 million Children's Adventure Trails exhibit opened in late June.
I think that would drive me crazy if I was a parent. You know, I buy a ticket to get my kid into the zoo, and now they want to play in the jungle gym.
I think that's why they do
it. I would be an angry parent. Like, we could do that after.
Yeah.
We go to the park and get on the jungle gym.
Well, I think some people use that, the zoo, because they get the yearly membership.
Because they just do the membership. It doesn't cost you anything. It's like sweet.
As a playground. Mm-hmm. You know, run, go play in the rain or whatever, you know.
I mean, it's smart for membership owners. I mean, it's always good to keep new exhibits and attractions. So I think you're right. I think
kids just run.
The shipwreck slide looks totally awesome.
Dude, it looks great, doesn't it?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You would have trouble pulling your kids off this.
Yeah.
Like, good luck going and watching the tigers.
Mm-hmm.
If I was an 8-year-old, I'm not going to look at one animal.
Billy.
I'm like, you guys go explore the zoo. I'll see you here at the shipwreck slide when you're done. Make it 5 hours.
That thing is the ultimate.
By the way, I need $20. I'm going to get hungry here in a little bit.
This thing was designed by an adult child.
Yeah, I think so.
It's got everything. It's like a giant tree fort.
Yeah, then it's got like this huge spider web thing that they can crawl on. There's like these trails that they can go. There's water. I mean, everything.
Is it weird that I would like to go on that thing?
No, I think that there's also, it sparks the kid in you. When you're a parent, you're like, well, yeah, I want to check this out and you guys can play around. Because Lord knows, I probably don't meet the weight requirements that can... hold me.
Yeah, there was some kids like explore place in that old skate land up off 132nd.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Between L and Center. This is a billion years ago. And I took my nephews up there. And there was really no age restriction. There was no deal that said, okay, parents, you can't go in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It was sort of like if you could fit in the tubes.
You go.
But it was those giant hamster tubes that the kids go and play in.
The habit trail.
And I went in the habit trail with my nephews. And it's weird. Like you get... you're like above the ground. You're like a story above the ground.
In the tubes?
In the tubes.
Oh, no way.
With
little
dirty kids. Like, you got to squeeze past kids. Like, get out of here. Just weird children up there. I'm just kind of trying to chase my
weird
nephews.
Children. These people.
They all gave me looks. These kids would look up like, whoa. Like, there's a parent up here.
Yeah, it's probably stranger danger.
In the habit trail.
Imagine all the parents down there sipping their coffees. Like, is that a grown man? Do we need to, like, call somebody?
Well, I had wondered if they ever had to send a parent up there to get kids. Because
they get stuck up there or get afraid.
Just don't come down.
Yeah, maybe they're afraid. Maybe they just are rebellious.
Yeah, there are rides like that. The ones where they go through tubes and then they go up into the slide and come down.
Like a hamster.
And then all of a sudden you're like, I've been waiting and little Jimmy hasn't come out in 5 minutes. They're like, he's scared. He's on the inside. He's blocking up. I'm like, well,
go get him.
Get him out.
Jeez.
Well, feel free to head down to the zoo and sweat today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Omaha man accused of threatening to kill the Iowa Senator Joni Ernst is going to appear in court one day later than expected. He was supposed to appear for a preliminary hearing yesterday, but that hearing is now going to take place today in Council Bluffs. He was arrested last week after he allegedly told employees at a motorcycle dealership near Pacific Junction that he would like to harm or actually kill the senator. He was also accused of saying all elected government officials, you know, are on the chopping block. It's being held at the Pottawatomie County. He's being held without bail in Pottawatomie County. And a crash is to blame for an outage in Northwest Omaha. More than 2,300 homes and businesses from Boyd to Blondo between 104th and 129th streets lost power yesterday morning. Omaha Public Power District officials sent out crews. They found a damaged switchgear. They say that it was struck by a contractor's vehicle. Power was restored.
So I know. No AC.
It was till midday.
I just always wonder if people could like blow, you know, circuits and stuff. You know how like in California they have to do brownouts?
Yeah.
Because everybody has their AC cranked.
Oh, absolutely could blow stuff. Well, they have these sensors now that they can put on these air conditioners that prevents it. So that must just be something. I don't know how it works in California. I'm sure
it's just similar, hard because
it's energy, you know.
If you, it's the window units. I feel like that really are those the BTU sucks on those things are just bananas. I mean, I feel like they've gotten more energy efficient.
Yeah,
but they definitely. I mean, I just know from living in cities, you'd look up and there'd be an apartment building, a high-rise building, and you'd see 15 of them sticking out of windows because it was an unair-conditioned building. But you're like, how many of these can we, how many of these can the grid have?
And how well are those installed?
That's the other thing. You're like, I'm going to walk on the other side of the street, the nicer air-conditioned side of the street. Netflix and Amazon are joining nearly 200 companies today. It's a bid to keep Obama-era net neutrality rules in place. The rules keep internet service providers from slowing down the speed of websites or giving preferential treatment to others, you know, throttling. And there's some talk that the current administration wants to get rid of those throttling rules. So these companies are coming together and they're saying, no, this is not we should keep this. The companies are launching a campaign through memes and websites and apps and other areas of the net that would show what it would be like if your internet speed was throttled back. They hope to convince people to submit comments to the FCC.
Yeah, but the internet's not going to slow you down. Yeah, that's they just want to show you, right? The internet's not going to be like, whoa.
No, they want to show you what it
would be like, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's not going to actually, it's just an example to say, like, if they pass this, this could happen, and then you'd be throttled, and this could be your new net reality.
Wow.
But we're all internet hungover from Amazon Prime Day, so. Are they selling anything?
I haven't even looked on the site. I wonder if they do. What do you sell the day after your big sale? What's left? You can't be excited about whatever drugs of
it's
retail.
Like a garage sale the day after.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of hangers and stuff on the garage floor.
Yeah.
Somebody sweeping in the corner.
What? You want some hangers? Ads will be popping up, though, all over your Facebook Messenger. I guess Facebook is extending ads on the Messenger app after a successful test run in other countries. So you'll notice more ads on the main page. And an iceberg that just broke away from Antarctica is one of the biggest ever recorded.
It's like a big old ice cube.
Oh, it's so weird. An American satellite observed today that an iceberg the size of Delaware has split away from the Larsen Sea ice shelf. Scientists have been monitoring that large crack in the ice shelf for over a decade, but the cracking has accelerated since 2014. It's a 650-foot thick iceberg. It's not expected to drift very far in the short term, but scientists say it's not unusual for giant icebergs to split away from the Antarctic Peninsula, but add that the Larsen Sea ice shelf is now the smallest it's been since the last ice age.
How big is Delaware is the question.
Delaware, it's not our smallest state, but it is slender, but it's still a sizable chunk. I mean, it's a state. I mean, when you're talking about an iceberg the size of an entire state where people live.
I mean, if you look at them, if you look at all the news stories, it depends on obviously regionally who put out the story. So some of them say iceberg the size of Wales or iceberg twice the size of Luxembourg.
Luxembourg?
It depends on what your frame
like,
of reference.
How big's Luxembourg?
For us, it's Delaware.
Yeah. Delaware. There is...
It's 2,400 square miles. So figure that one out.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's a state. I don't know. I mean,
well, I mean, 49th smallest.
Yeah.
It's not Rhode Island. That's the small little bean that we've
technically
got.
Washington, D.C., they list as the smallest.
It's a district, though. It's not a state.
They put it on the list.
I know.
How deep is it?
They list D.C. So Rhode Island is the smallest, technically, okay. And Delaware is the is almost the smallest state in the union.
The tiny ones are out east. That's when they were punking up those colonies. They didn't think there was a whole big country out here. Next thing you know, these states are just like going on forever. There is a family in the state of Florida that has got to be very relieved that humanity is good and nice and kind. So it was July 8th. They were out swimming and a riptide happened and a woman and her wife were trying to help these two kids who got kind of stuck. I don't know if they were paddleboarding or surfing or what. Well, and then in that point, they got sucked out. Yeah. So one of the women was able to make it to shore and she's like, listen, there's two kids out there. My wife's out there. Like, we need help. Next thing you know, a chain of humans started forming. It's pretty
isn't that amazing?
Wild to see. It's like 80 people long.
Well, it's in Panama City Beach and how that thing works is like maybe 30 yards out, there's a sandbar. So it gets deep and then it gets shallow and then it gets deep and then it gets another sandbar. So I wonder how far deep they went, you know?
Right. Well, 80
people.
Because that's
pretty far out.
Well, it's just
there.
A big thing of what you do in riptide. So you don't usually hear these kind of things.
No.
So people taking action, waiting for the lifeguards to get there. They're like, let's just, and so they were able to pull the people in.
Yeah.
80
people.
But otherwise, they're saying you don't try and swim in.
No.
You swim parallel to shore, and you get out of the current, and then you come in.
To the side.
But it is panicky if you're ever in one. It's pulling you out to sea.
You dealt with one before, right?
You just let it take you.
It's
because eventually it'll stop. You know, it's pulling you out, and then you swim parallel.
Oh, God.
Or float on your back. I mean,
okay. You're going to float.
Learn to dog paddle or learn, relax, lean on your back, you know, and yell for help. Wait for the lifeguards, because how far away are the lifeguards?
Well, I mean, it depends on
the problem
how
is when you swim against it, you get tired and you drown. And people don't see you swimming against it. You know, your head is low in the surf. They say you rarely can see somebody drowning. So swim parallel to escape the current, conserve energy, and then swim diagonally toward the shore. So
this was pretty wild. They didn't want to wait for a rescue boat. I mean, they like let the authorities know, but they're like, we got to act now. Because like you said, it can happen pretty quickly if you tire out, especially with kids.
We had an intern who worked here years ago. He lost his dad and his sister.
To a riptide?
Omaha family.
Oh, my.
You recognize the name.
Yeah.
And
I know you're talking about
the two kids were struggling in the surf. Dad went out to save them.
Mm.
Dad went out to save them.
save one and not.
Yeah.
Can I remember when I was a
and
child?
And it was a riptide. I mean, because we're Nebraskans. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't know how to do that stuff. Yeah.
Tornadoes? Sure.
Mm-hmm. We got this.
Handled. Riptides? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are not a lot of riptides in Beaver Lake.
Nope.
Or, you know.
No.
Like McConaughey.
Or. Even like Manawa.
Right.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Streaming live worldwide 24 hours a day. Check it out. Channel 941.com.
Conor McGregor and Mayweather. They had their big face-to-face yesterday. Did you see any of that, Jeff? Oh, my God.
So the deal is,
it's come from?
It's a boxer
and a UFC
fighting
fighter.
A mixed martial artist. So they're two different. Realms. And people always said that a boxer will kill a mixed martial artist.
Yeah.
As long as the mixed martial artist, if it's just a straight boxing match.
It's funny because Conor was saying...
Because there's no ground game.
Yeah.
They're just goes to boxing.
That's what he was saying. He said, this isn't a real fight. This isn't a 100% fight. I'm going to knock you down and out in four rounds. Conor McGregor was. You know, and it was just all the screaming and yelling. You know, it's when they do their press conference on the big stage. By the way, in front of thousands and thousands of people... but gosh, they hate each other. It was fun to watch, but it's almost like, geez, you guys are really, really hateful. I wonder how that's going to work, though, if Conor McGregor kind of gets out of it, maybe out of his head a little bit, because he's a boxer. He's a hitter. He has no problem standing up. But he also, you know, he's a UFC guy. But then Mayweather's saying in return that he may not be as good as he was 10 years, 30 years ago, whatever, 5 years ago, but he's still good enough to knock him down.
They're both
getting
paid.
Say, yeah.
So this is the hype machine to get all of us to get us. What?
Like,
how much is it a piece?
I don't know what the price is on it.
$89.95. Yeah. We talked about yesterday. $89.95.
You get $90 out of everybody's pocket.
Yeah.
Kristen Bell, what's that cute show where she goes to church, where she goes to heaven?
The Good Place.
I always try and remember her positive swear words. She says, holy shirt.
Oh, what the fork.
What the fork.
Yeah. holy shirt and what the fork. She's like, I can't even say fork here. Oh, fork that.
Because that's what Connor McDavid, I know, doesn't that sound dirty?
Yeah. I know, but
that's
it's
what
like
Connor McDavid was saying. He's like, he's forked. He was like, oh, he's in trouble. He shouldn't have taken the fight. He's like, he shouldn't have taken the fight, but he did. So he's forked. Yeah. And he was like, fork him. He went off on him the day before. He was really funny.
Yeah. Last night was fun to watch, though. It was. You don't see that kind of anger. But then you wonder, is it?
It's a part of the game. Man. It's part of the game.
I was that's like all the razzle-dazzle, too.
I mean, in theory, if you're a fighter, imagine when you get up at those weigh-ins or those press conferences. Wouldn't you want to give each other a wink? Like, come on, dude. You can punch me. I'll punch
you. They were waiting turns.
Like, let's not break each other's jaw.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a shove. Don't you think that a almost would be the rule of the game?
You got to have a little shove.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that much of a planned ordeal at
it's
times.
Because there business. Is hate.
It's not in the end. It's in the end. It's, I mean, you're fighting.
No,
it's,
I'm saying
it's not like, hey, you do this, I'll do
thing.
That.
No. I'm saying the ring is real, but I'm saying this stuff is all show business. I mean,
I
them
know.
Going out there and talking, they're not doing it for, I mean,
I don't know. You might be more nervous. You might be more nervous.
Connor looks crazy. Connor's chewing gum like.
Yeah, he chews gum.
He was nuts, man.
He's a spaz.
Yes.
That's why if you notice him in a lot of his fights, though, that's why he's got to get you quick because he runs out of energy.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because
he's
so gassed. If you notice him, he usually jumps people right away. But if he doesn't kill you and you get back up,
think
he has
about
an
this.
Endurance
if,
issue.
If he makes it, you know, the rounds where they start getting tired and having to tie up, I mean, is it just going to be natural, crazy ability just to tie him up and body slam him? You know what I mean? Or
has he ever straight up boxed before?
He's a stand-up.
Yeah, he punches.
That's
what
he does.
But on the UFC level, they punch and they grapple.
Right.
And he's a puncher.
Okay.
Yeah,
but when it comes to other boxers that are just pure punchers, you wonder how he does.
He's had
some sweet fights. He had a fight years ago where
you gotta love him.
They ring the bell, and this is UFC, but he's in his corner in the octagon, and he's covered in blood, but it's not his.
Oh,
it was so sweet.
No.
I mean, you rarely see that in boxing.
That's what you want.
This is a scene, or real life, like a scene out of The Gladiator, like back in the day. He was covered.
Yeah.
Covered in blood. I'm like,
Sparta!
Somebody needs to show this guy a mirror. Like, how sweet that is. He's just sitting there breathing, waiting to start the next round. And I'm like, what is the other fighter thinking? You're looking across, and he's covered in your blood. And the guy that the other guy rallied and almost beat him in that fight. It was a great fight.
Maybe that was the motivator. You're covered in my blood.
Sometimes those guys do that. They get motivated when they see their own blood. They get mad.
Yeah.
There will be blood.
I love that guy. I like him, man. He's a cool dude. Even in and out of the ring. I've seen videos in documentaries on a guy, and there was one point where he was driving down the street and saw an Irish flag, or maybe it was just his name, a big fight going on that day, and he was heading to the ring, to the deal, and they had a flag up there. So he stopped the car, ran all the way up there and knocked on the door. And said, hey, thanks for all the support, and gave him tickets. And this guy crapped his pants right in this deal. Like,
what are you going to do to watch the fight?
It's in August. I have no idea. I mean, I really didn't think twice about this because, you know, you got Crawford, you know, that's coming up, you know, and that's kind of
it's like
our
the week before,
here.
The week after.
Yeah. It's like, I think August 26th is what I want to say. I thought I saw last
night.
Yeah,
theirs is after because you know, Crawford's is the same night as Lady Gaga. It's the 19th.
And okay,
Lady Gaga's here,
after.
And that's why Crawford had to move it down to Lincoln.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the CenturyLink is booked.
And then after that, Terrence Crawford will fight Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That's going to be
a good fight because she's going to wear all of her costumes.
I got a lot of money on Lady Gaga on that one.
He doesn't know where to punch.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, where does the wig stop?
Well, she's going to bring in the drill.
In the corner, and they're like,
she's got a lot of costume
Terrence,
changes.
You're punching the wig. You're just hitting all meat soup.
Yeah, the meat costume. You bet. All right, 402-938-9400. Hello, what's up? What can we do for you? Hello?
I'm not so sure. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, what's up? What can we do? Go ahead.
For the, Mayweather and McGregor press conference.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you noticed that on McGregor's pinstripe suit, if you zoom up, he actually has words that say F-U on his pinstripe on his suit.
The guy dresses awesome, by the way.
He dropped like 1,000 F-bombs yesterday. Like, that was his response to everything.
Yeah.
F-Showtime. He's like, I can't even say it without actually cussing.
I know, you gotta be careful.
I just thought it was a funny, subtle way to, you know, kind of, you know, put it to him again.
Yeah, it was fun watching that. I don't get it.
Who do you think's gonna win? Who do you think is going to win the fight?
You there?
Yes, I don't know who's going to win. It's definitely going to be an interesting fight, though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling here. We appreciate your call.
Chris McGregor kind of has that Scottish-Irish delivery. It throws so many F-bombs in there, like...
Well, I don't even know what he said. I mean, I can't bleep it because I don't think...
He was describing Christmas and a small baby, and then there was, like, a lot of swearing, but...
Mm-hmm. That guy's interesting and fun. All right, Celebrities Molly, what's up?
Stranger Things, that phenomenon that just swept Netflix, is now back. Stranger Things is going to return to the streaming service come Halloween, season 2. We just got a release date. The season premiere is October 27th. Netflix also unveiled a new Stranger Things teaser on Twitter. The tagline is 1984 only gets stranger. The kids of Hawkins, Indiana are seen riding their BMX bikes. It's like a total flashback to almost like the Poltergeist or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because shot for shot.
We had to share that on Facebook, everything by the way. That's sweet.
Every scene in Stranger Things is a tribute to a 1980s sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
They've done a great job. So the first season was just, I mean, I can't. It was awesome. And when I found out there was a season 2, and they did quick turnaround, because I mean, it was only like a year ago that Stranger Things, it was last summer when Stranger Things came out.
I hope they can bottle that Millie Bobby Brown.
She's adorable.
Just keep her in her mode as 11. That kid is
so cute.
Hopefully she doesn't change or become Drew Barrymore or something, because she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
That's the bald girl, right? The 11? Okay,
11.
All right.
But she's so cute. They just had, it was like the anniversary, I don't know how many years, maybe 20 years for If You Want to Be My Lover. Maybe it was 30 years. I don't know how old that song is.
Wow.
But they got a bunch of celebrities all singing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in it. God, she steals the show.
Yeah. She's really super cute. Well, she's going to be back.
October.
11's going to be back. It looks pretty sinister. So there's apparently like, it looks like there's almost like a monster in the clouds. I don't know what's coming, but something's coming. And speaking of Halloween sinisterness, CBS is going to be airing a special Michael Jackson's Halloween.
How's that?
I don't know
work?
How. Yeah.
Thriller. It's going to be taken off the Thriller, of course. But
kind of. So this is the weird thing. Michael Jackson fans, you'll be excited to know that it's a 1-hour animated special called Michael Jackson's Halloween. Two millennials and a dog who all meet accidentally on Halloween night at a mysterious hotel. It's going to feature Michael Jackson's music along with a dance finale that features an animated Michael Jackson. So I guess they're bringing it. I am so amazed. I'm like, the man has been dead for how long? And they're still finding a way to, just makes me think of that Smith song about just repackaging and all sorts of things. But yeah, Michael Jackson's Halloween animated 1-hour special. And Kim Kardashian is firing back. She posted a video featuring new items from Kid Supply. It's like her children's clothing line with husband Kanye West. And visible in the video was like a white powdery substance that one person was like, oh, Kim Kardashian caught with cocaine.
Oh, get out of here.
Water.
What
a
was
few
it?
Minutes later, she said no. She's like, I don't play with rumors like this, so I'm going to shut it down real quick. That's sugar from our candy mess from Dylan's Candy Shop. A lot of followers were questioning.
Have you seen it?
Is her about it alleged drugs? It's just like there's like a like I just think it's so crazy when people really have to like get in. She posted something with a bunch of stuff, and I mean, it's kid stuff.
Why don't you ever look at those things and look around everything and see how messy things are? That's probably what they did.
Yeah, when girls do their in the bathroom in the mirror, and it's like there's a whole tribute to hot chicks in front of a mirror, and then it's like, look around in the background, they have a dirty room.
Oh,
mattress things on the floor. You're like, you're hot, but let's go to my place because you live in a rat's nest.
Hot.
Yeah. You know where they got the phone framed in front of their face?
I did not see that. Mm-hmm. I guess you don't care. I don't know.
So if you look at the picture, she's like Snapchatted and it's like the crown. You know what I mean? Like,
In
the background, you can see that there what appeared to be two white lines in the background. I guess you could sit there and go like, oh, heck, it's cocaine, which this person did, but she didn't mess around. I mean, she didn't miss a beat. She came out guns blazing.
That's not cocaine.
I don't play when it comes to rumors like this. So there you go. It's Dylan's Candy Shop.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.